As all for us, each one his love is so great. Yeah, now it's time for us to love him. We all do, and that makes him happy.
Wouldn't
he
sound like any noise at all?
Once
it's
like
clearing
his throat.
That's
like if he would be saying yes.
No. Not all the time. Once in a while. But without not opening the lips at all. Didn't speak.
Yeah. Once I heard it, when he asked me a question, and I gave a stupid answer, and he started laughing. I heard it here, just that little. Yes.
That's why I say how difficult for him to stop the sound of laughter. Yeah. So with the lips shut, but still in the throat you could hear it. No, yeah, but that was different. Silly. And then open mouth, laugh, ha ha, and how we will enjoy laugh and laugh, you know. And after that, I was to put his finger here and remember not to make the sound of laughing. It's very difficult all these many, many years, 40 and more years. So that's for the love for each one of us. But we couldn't do Babaji first, this great austerity. You call it austerity?
Austerity.
No.
What?
Penance.
And what is austerity?
Austerity is the same.
Same thing.
No, you were talking about outside in the country. I was wondering, did Baba ever take you and show you that Rahuri ashram?
No, we didn't go to Rahuri. We passed through it, going to somewhere, which place, I don't know. But we've seen Rahuri, but not when that's Baba had that, what do you call it, mad ashram, mass ashram. So we didn't go there. The Westerners had come, and they're supposed to see all that and have a time with Baba and all that stuff. Not that. But when Baba brought the mass to Mehrabad, then Baba took us to see a few of mass, okay, interesting mass, you know, the one with Fulwala who always wore flowers in his hair and was sitting like a mass, you know.
Like a king.
Little biggie. He likes people. Yeah. So, what are we saying? Well, yeah. So Chacha, Baba showed us Chacha. Handsome he was, fair skin, his hair, all like that here. And Baba had given him a bath and all that. But his eyes, you could make out from his eyes that he was not, how would you say, like not an ordinary human, you know. But he had, that's like, he was must. You can make out from the eyes that he was must. Because when he came to Khwaja Sahib, you know, in Ajmer Sharif, Ajmer is a place in India, somewhere central India, I don't know, it is meant to be central India. It's a great pilgrimage place for the Mohammedans, but the Hindus also go. In the Hindus, you know, as soon as they know this is a great one, master, or saint, they will go to bow. They won't think this is a Mohammedan or a Parsi. They will bow, but not Mohammedans. Mm-hmm. Mohammedans will want that perfect one to be Mohammedan. Mohammedan saint, Mohammedan perfect master, Mohammedan avatar. It's, then they lose the chance. When the real one comes in, another garb, you know, another way. Like Jesus, they think that Jesus will come as Jesus seen in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus won't come in the same form, the same same faith and all that. Quite different changes. Like Zoroaster is different, Ram is different, Jesus is different, Muhammad in Arabia. In different places, different time, then their work is different means. Yeah. Teaching the same, love God.
Mm-hmm. Different faces, different places.
Yeah, it's a different garb, you know, like Baba's wear coat also, and Baba wore Western clothes for his work. Baba did not mind to be in Western clothes. He didn't say, oh, I must wear a robe and look very saintly. No, like that. Saintly means like a, what do you call it?
Spiritual.
Like a mystic, a spiritual master, the outward show. Outward show was not there. Baba wore Western clothes, everything, and yet he, and not speaking a word, and yet he was, many were drawn to him. His love was so, like Princess Narina, you know, and Elizabeth, Kitty, yeah. Ram, they all, without speaking a word. And it's wonderful to have faith like that, you know? Wonderful. Because then knowing I was told that, oh, we must come and see a mystic from India, oh, we love to see him. So Nurina, all dressed up fine. She came, she thought, mystic must be the long beard, you know, and seated like lotus fashion, like, what do you call it, like a yogi or something, you know. And so she came expecting to see him, that way. And then she saw Baba, very nice and beautiful, and Baba sitting in the window, that his hair was shining in the light, like a halo, and Baba gave her such a sweet smile, and she was so, she actually fell into Baba's arms, she said, oh, lovely, I did not know. And Baba was so beautiful, she explained him to her, long beard, long nails, I don't know what, like a yogi. So that's how Baba's love for so many. As Jesus said, I will come again to receive you unto myself. Yes. So you have come to love him, but you want to love. Because Mirabai and there are many other Saint Teresa, many other Saint Francis, they did not see Jesus physically. You see, so that shows there was no need. The need was love. But they loved him so much that they became great in his love for him. Francis, and Francis was on the sixth plane, I think so, or they say maybe seventh plane or so, but without a master, but through his love for Jesus, he was in that state. And St. Teresa, of course, very difficult for her to leave the world scene, and how it is a very beautiful story. Just in the end, she ends up by loving Jesus with her whole heart. Yeah, same with Mirabai, Sakubai. We have Indian, what do you call them, women. What do you call them? Lovers of God?
Yes.
Yeah, there are many. And you in the West also have many, I think, so. Saint Anne with us, sir?
Yes.
Saint Anne and Saint Teresa and
Saint
Catherine.
Catherine?
Saint Catherine.
Catherine also? There are many others I also. You know, they're in Goa. In Goa, Saint Francis, not Assisi, Saint Francis Xavier. His body is just as. Body means, though I think must be, I have not seen and I didn't have not heard properly, but it says intact means though maybe must become ashes of what?
I've seen a picture. It's shriveled.
It's shriveled.
But the flesh is still there.
Yes?
Yeah. It's, you know, looks like an old man, but
yeah.
Still it's intact.
Yeah, and there's no odor, unpleasant, nothing, just beautiful like that. And there's a silver covering. Is there silver covering? I remember seeing silver covering.
Yeah, they only open it
but,
once a year.
But the silver covering comes up, and then there's a glass, opaque, not opaque, what do you call this? There's a glass.
Yeah, transparent.
Huh?
Transparent.
Transparent glass must be, then people can see.
Well, I think they only let people see once a year.
Once a year. So we did, but we didn't see St. Francis' his body, but we went inside to see St. Francis' tomb. On a height it is. Yeah. A very beautiful atmosphere and very beautiful felt inside. And then we visited another room. In that room is all the saints' photos. So as you say, there are many photos of women, God lovers.
Yes.
So I remember St. Anne, St. Catherine, St. Teresa, and there's many. Maybe about 12 of them. Must be. But they are to be recognized by the Pope that they are saints, isn't that so?
Yes.
Mm.
And there's a new, fairly new American saint, Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton.
So then it could be a whole year, so you had to be prepared for the whole
thing. All the changes?
Yes.
That's why there was always so much luggage to carry. You were prepared for everything?
Well, there were so many people in that bus, and each one had to have their bit of luggage, remember? And the thing is, when they stopped anywhere, overnight, say it's a day or so. I mean, that luggage didn't come out. It was the minimum thing coming out, so we'd hardly have anything to lie on, maybe just a sheet and a sheet to cover with. So what some of the seasoned travelers would do was put on a lot of clothes which they might even lying around. And then if it got hot in the bus, they'd sit. And there was very little, you know, each one had their little sack with their mugs and plates and their toilet things on the sack. So that was just that room you could have in the bus, you know, and you shut up there. So where to put all these clothes that you shed? When it got hot, you had to. So each one, dear, wouldn't you like to wash it and they wrap it up? And the one that usually would enjoy the scenery, looking out of the windows and seeing the view, seeing a bit of India. They couldn't sit next to the window. They had to sit in the middle. Because the ones who got car sick had to sit down there. So when they looked at the window, you all just saw was someone didn't see. At that time, you didn't have any treatment, you know, for car sickness or anything like that.
Did some people regularly get car sick?
Especially when you had the winding roads and going up a hill like that.
Was it there just this moment?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Was Erich's family along on any of the travels? Marwan?
Short one. I think one journey.
Yeah, he was. I know he was.
And then later on, you see, then they were stationed wherever Baba placed them. You know, they were in Bangalore for many years because of Marwan schooling. They were there. And then, you see, the family came, like we did, wherever we were schooling. Then Baba called us for the holidays. So then we came. And all we have either Kaka Barya come with us or Chanji come with us. And traveling in third class. I remember one time we just had to, you see, they'd be coming from Bombay and then we'd get on at Nasik and then go on to wherever Baba was, where we were supposed to go. And the third class and crowded again. And that time it was Sal Putwan's family, Naju and Hilu also coming with us. So we picked them up as drone somewhere. And then four of us on that little berth, which wasn't even long enough for, we were children then, enough for us to stretch our legs out on. But all five of us, four of us just pushed up there. Because nowhere else because the men's compartment was crowded down below. And there was no, you know, they were sleeping, sitting almost, you know, next to each other, so tight. And that's really night. People would not be. And then Hindu up on the thing, she happened to be right out there. And she slipped in her sleep. And the people said, oh, the child is falling, so they picked her up and pushed her back. But then it was just as well that it wasn't on this man who was nodding like this, it would come on his neck like this. And we teased her for days afterwards. And there'd be so many fights to get in, to get out. You see, you had to try to get your way in, but you missed that train and you just...
It's still that way, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's still that way at the train station, it looks like.
I guess it's still that way.
In the bus station.
And it was wartime at that time. So much fun. So much traveling.
Were you connected with Baba since you were a child?
Yes. Since the time I was born, I was... Because, you see, my father was one of Baba's mandali. And my mother is Mahara's mother, sister. So, I mean, we... But it can be very embarrassing also, you know, having to obey Baba's orders, not talking to men or anything like that at the time. So unless Baba said, you know, say this or do that, then you do. So we were in this, I think somewhere near Delhi or at Delhi station, and this thing about English soldier was asking Mani peeked out of the window and he was asking where this train led to, what had happened, so she couldn't answer him, and he repeated himself at the end. He said, but lady, I'm just asking you where the train is going, can't you answer that?
Texas Bible loving and Greg Dunn.
And she said in such beautiful detail when she's talking about herself and Greg, it's like the old Ella so much of that. Put them in there, use that very much. It was a little cold for us to use the porch that much. And when it was really warm, then we were in the commune. In Yupon Dunes, Baba's room was air-conditioned because he had all his arm and leg in plastic. And it was a heat wave then. We said, gosh, this is heat worse than in here. We can't bear that humid heat. Oh, and breeze blowing. Whatever happens here, breeze blows. It was just still. So whenever Baba called us to his room, the monkey would go out and Mara and we would come in. Maybe when Baba was having his meal in the morning or anytime. And then, I mean, it was a double reason for not to want to leave his room. It was over that dawn. It hits you. That heat hits you. My Baba was a really good patient, you know. We do all the exercise that Margaret told him to do. And so that when plaster was taken off and when you were in England, this Dr. Watson Jones, that Donnet, contacted him when he was taken off, you know, when the x-rays were taken and the cast was removed. And he asked Baba to do weight, you know, Stan asked him to do weight. At that time, it was absolutely limp, you know. And he was amazed that Baba did it and took a few steps also. And later on, you know, in 56, after 56, when the x-rays were sent to him, he remembered Baba. He wanted to do some operation to the make it. And later on, when that the X-rays were sent again to him, you know, so many years later on, and he saw those, you know, the difference between them. And he says he had done his operation himself.
I'm going to have to go to distribute the food that I brought from
the Kerbal Center. Oh, yes. But then you'll have to have it tonight.
It wasn't that bad, though. You know.
It's always the same day. That day is...
Definitely.
Yeah. Not the white horse.
Right. There goes the white horse. Though.
Yeah. Didn't want to talk about it.
So it's still 101. It's not 102.
Yeah. 104 is not nice, no?
No.
Okay. Yeah, when we first came to... I've said this many times, but then again, I said we wanted...
No,
I want to look straight and concentrate. Let's start. What happened was this: when we came to stay with Baba, new with Baba, you know, Baba's there was a post office. That's very important. Baba stayed in that room the very first when he was permanently staying, or even not permanently staying, was in that room because that was a very nice big room and sort of lovely ceiling and mango tiles, very good condition, and a stone and thick black stone walls, concrete and flat stone inside. Very clean, very nice room. Just an ordinary room, but very good condition. Well, it had a veranda attached to that room, but the veranda and the room both were private because you couldn't see from the room on the veranda, nor the veranda people could see, because there was no window. No window between the veranda and the room. You know what I want to say is just a wall. Mm-hmm. But the veranda was, adjacent to the room.
Yeah.
Now, I wish you all could see the small model that was Ted Judson has made of the post office. Uh-huh. This is in the first. Have you anybody seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Fly and body. Then that gives an idea what it is, what post office is like.
Right.
Don't go into description all that, but yet I have to in one way because this part had no window, this wall, and the veranda was like this very nice long veranda, that long, maybe it's a bit further away, oblong like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were tatas on the side, but in the front was completely open to the main road, which had no cars and buses that go nowadays, no, just a bullock cart or two, you know, one or two farmers, or women, one or two. It was very nice, very quiet, you know. All right, then what happened when we came to stay? You got the The idea,
yeah,
no.
The picture of
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, this is the picture of is this. Now, this is the veranda, yeah?
Yeah.
This is the wall here that has no, what do you call it, windows.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, like this, now see. Over here is, this space is there, now this veranda, and there's a small, what do you call this? Parapet? Not parapet, a veranda. But it's not a veranda, really, it's a continuation of this, but narrow like this. But there was tata, all here, and this space continues all here like
uh-huh.
this, you know what I mean? To
uh-huh.
Narrow like this. But so here, this wall of this room had windows, three windows,
uh-huh.
very big windows with
yeah.
iron bars, because it was post office time of the British, ruling, you know, first 5 year war. There was a training camp, the soldiers were trained there, and also Indian soldiers, many fell in that First World War, but the British have not said, advertised it. Anyway, what I want to say is there was this parapet here, so these three windows were here, so people coming here could not see in the room, but if you came here, then you could see through the window, but nobody need to come this side. No one was allowed, you know, Mandli being only three, that was Gustavji, Naja's elderly father, and Padri was there, so they all busy repairing the old house that still stands there. It is called the Dharamshala. So that Baba had it repaired, and they would think, why this house has cracks and is crumbling down, where does Baba take so much interest in it? But see, it still stands there, in that room to be a Dharamshala, that's by Baba's, what would you call it, vision grid anyway. So what happened was this parapet here. So one day, early morning, Baba always got up very early. No, he must be getting up at 4 o'clock or more, earlier than that, I don't know. But he would be on his little bedding. On the open veranda, Baba was resting on the open veranda, and what do we call it? Without a mosquito curtain.
Mm.
And it's very dangerous to sleep in the open, like on a veranda, Malabad, anywhere, an open veranda like this without a mosquito curtain, but you don't know what. What do you call it? Animal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, reptile, I think. Cold days, they come to seek a warm corner and they come to bedding. You know what happened?
Yeah,
even scorpions are common here.
Sure.
Even then, Baba rested without
the
mosquito net. And of course, Padre and Gustavji others also just like that. Now, they all rested on the veranda and we women had a nice warm room to ourselves. Now I think of it, I feel so, this thing of Baba, that how sweet of him, how loving, yeah. What he was giving of himself, he was not caring, but he should be in a safe and warm corner. It was when it was winter, it was very cold in the morning. The breeze blowing from where there were no tattas, and you know, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's that. Now, Baba is still there very early in the morning always, which I never liked doing. So, what happened with this? Baba got up 5 maybe, then he would start to sing by 5, up his 5. Even before he washed his face or gargled, or what would you call it, brush his teeth?
Yeah.
All that. Even before that, long before that, his clear, beautiful voice, and he loved singing, and he would sing before sunrise, 5 o'clock, up his 5, and so on, 5:30, quarter to 6, and winter days, and winter means November, it is not so, the sun does not come up very early, so... Anyway, this front veranda that I'm talking about had a roof over here, and tata here, so skylight could only come from here. You know what I mean to say? All from through the veranda, that is early morning with no sunrise. Remember this, I'm talking about dawn, the light of dawn light. Come on,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this way, and then this is narrow. How far the light could come, it did come, so we could see very little, but we could see clearly. By the dawn, light of the dawn. And one day, Baba sing some Kavali song, you know, and 4 lines of this song, 4 lines of that. Baba had most beautiful voice, very lovely, I loved his voice. So, of course, we miss all that. But now what happened is this. Baba was singing that day a song that he would never sing, or he had never sung. It was a song that a girl would sing, who has renounced everything and has become, Jogan means, sannyasi, what do you call that?
Renunciate. Somebody, who is a renunciate?
These words in English anyway, it's not a mystical language, yours. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was then he sang the song. So we, when preparing for tea, because Baba would want his tea earlier, soon as he has washed his face and shaved and all that. So we were preparing for tea, and we had lighted the stove. And so we had in one corner of our room, we had a stove and tea and sugar and so on. And fresh mint we brought in the night to keep it ready, or sometimes back in the morning. We had a little bit of growing in the compound there, somewhere near the, where there was water. Anyway, we were preparing for tea, and I had lighted the stove, and the prime stove is, when you pump it, goes the flame goes bigger and bigger, and then the louder noise, you know, the noise goes boom, zoom, 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 so much that you don't hear anything in the room, nor from outside sound also, you can't hear. So as I was lighting in one or two pumps, my mother said, wait, see, Baba singing this song, see, can you hear Baba sing? Mm-hmm. So we all stopped and sing, and yes, we heard that this song Baba would not sing any first time, Baba was singing the song. It was very lovely, pretty tune, and Baba sang so beautifully in a beautiful voice, and we could hear Baba's voice coming nearer and nearer. So we were quite very happy about it. You know, it's like, oh, Baba's coming here. Maybe we couldn't see Baba, but if Baba's voice coming here, Baba is coming this way. So we might see him, so we're already in the middle of the room. We can't go near the window. Baba never liked people to stare at him. So we were near the window, not near the window, half in the room, and waited and see. Yes, Baba did come singing, and with very beautiful, graceful gestures, he came and he was in front of the window. And Baba danced, you know, it was so sweet, but just for 2-3 seconds. But dancing and singing, Baba looked so lovely, and we came very near the window to see him, very, very near, close quarters. Baba turned and then went away. So it was only for 2-3 seconds we saw him dance, but that was, let me tell you, that on his own, feeling very happy, in a happy mood, he was singing and dancing. Nobody asked him to do anything of his own volition, would you say? Very wonderful. It was, we were so happy. And we also, Baba was dancing, so we came very near the window, and Baba quickly turned and went round by the corner, you know. I mean, round the corner. And so we just saw him for 2-3 seconds, but we saw him dance. A very beautifully, Baba looking white, his hair open, and he had Baba's fair skin, was very slimming face, you know, and so on. He had a beautiful voice. Baba's eyes, most beautiful eyes in the whole world. But very expressive eyes. You see, in every picture of Baba's photos, there are different expressions, you know.
But you remember that 60 years later, Baba dancing?
Yes.
I mean, in your mind, you remember. Yes,
because we were young that time. You know? And I was, yes, that's the thing. And so it stayed in my mind that, and so that's the story of how Baba danced and sang the particular song, which he would, and never sang the song again. And morning, how it came to him to sing that one song. It was really wonderful.
It's a Marathi bhajan?
No. It's Hindi, I see. Hindi. Hindi. So then, Akasha has sung that song. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Happy to see you. When did you arrive?
You came by rickshaw today.
By rickshaw,
up on the hill.
You just arrived.
We just went to the hill.
Huh?
After we went up the hill.
Oh, that is why. So now we have a little rest now. It must be all feeling hot. Are you perspiring?
Not too bad.
Hot, I
loved it.
No, just now, this very moment.
Very windy.
Very windy.
Or just now when you're sitting.
We're sitting very comfortable.
Very comfortable. Perspired. Now, what else do you want me to do?
How about, that was a great story. Should we get into difficult questions?
Yeah.
How about, you know how I operate, Mira. I cut away all the nonsense. As though this was a professional interview. If somebody, look at this. If I had to put it on the line like this, Mira, is Meher Baba God? What would you say?
He is. Meher Baba is God. Yeah. What else can you
say? How do you know that?
I have conviction and proof also.
Yeah? Proof came how?
Proof, many instances there are. Yeah. Now say, if a person in Puerto Rico, say, thinks of Baba, does not think of Baba, but had thought of Baba, to say that this lady's son, our senior who had been here, he heard about Baba very first. You know, Puerto Rico is very, didn't know what was going on in her heart and how she has to be convinced because her son is, her son is all for Baba, so there has to be harmony in the house with Baba's love in the family. If she is not for Baba, then it would be difficult for her son and daughter-in-law to live together. They were staying together, I think, that time. Anyway, Baba put everything right by showing himself in Jesus' heart. So she was very happy. She couldn't believe. She rushed to help other people come and see, but nobody could see. Only she could see. She had seen that just for two seconds or one second, I don't know. And she was, from that day, she became Baba lover and she had conviction. So where there's need, Baba, and as Baba says, I never a miracle, because by miracle people are drawn to me, that's not love.
Yeah.
But this lady had to love Baba, because she loved Jesus so dearly that she had that same love for Baba.
Yeah.
So isn't it beautiful? Yeah. So then she came to India twice.
Right.
So, you know her, Lolita, something, Rodrigo, something.
But Mira, I mean, there's no doubt. I was just saying that. He is God. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But if he even wasn't God, would you love him more than God?
More than God, I don't understand the question. I can't answer that question.
As a man, if he was only a man, and let's say he wasn't God.
If my destiny to love Baba, I would love Baba, of course. Nobody could stop loving Baba because he was so beautiful in every way. What with his looks, his voice, his mannerisms, Ada, they call it Ada, that's mannerisms, and his love for everyone. And the village people did not approach Baba and say, who is this person? They couldn't make out what nationality, what faith is he, because he had a long white sadra.
Yeah.
Sadra, you know, that the Hindus don't wear like that, and Baba's hair open, Baba fairish, they couldn't make out what? Is he Parsi? Anyway, so from far they would look and they did not come to Baba. But Baba would sing him Marathi bhajan, Tukaram is perfect master in the time of Shivaji. So when Baba sang this bhajan with a beautiful voice playing the drum, they heard the drum and the words, so they were drawn, they came nearer and nearer and they wanted to listen to the bhajan. So these men who were just passing by, they came and they were attracted to them. So very gradually, to put it in short, more the villagers all came to Baba, had conviction that Baba is a Sadguru, perfect master. That's what everybody thought. We also would say Baba's Jai, to say Baba's Sri Sadguru, may Baba ki Jai, used to say that. But it is now beloved avatar, may Baba ki Jai, because Baba is the avatar we come to know. Because Upasthi Maharaj himself, you know, the perfect master in Sakuri, he was the very first to act in front of, in face to face with Baba. He told Baba, before Baba left Sakuri for good, he told Baba that you're the avatar. You're avatar or the avatar, what do you say?
You are the avatar.
Yeah, told Baba. And that was so early that maybe before Manjulimi, but Baba never told anybody that. Never. So in his own time,
even
here, that people knew that Baba was avatar. So Baba didn't go out to... As we would go bragging, you know,
Once you're the avatar, you don't have to brag about it.
If you sort of let anybody know, but Baba never let anybody know. Yeah. It came out of itself, you know, I mean. Yeah. Baba must have told everybody later on, much later on.
But Mira, I didn't put the question properly, but what I'm saying is, were you attracted more to just his... physical beauty and as the man, as opposed to like, what are you saying? I am God in human form, I am the highest of
Baba that time never said I'm God. No. Just Baba the perfect master and just to see him, saw him and loved him, liked him, whatever you say. Everything about him, very lovely golden hair, his golden eyes, he's very fair and everything. It was very beautiful about Baba, and of course Baba was not an ordinary man.
That's true.
Natural, then you're attracted, you know.
Was it just natural to love him, to be in his
family? Yeah, natural. But but I loved him more and more. Like, as I stayed with him.
Yeah.
So I saw his mannerism, his way of singing. But when I first saw him, he was not singing. For a long time, I never heard him sing. But later on, when we were staying with him, then Baba was singing one evening, and Adi was playing sitar, Baba was playing the dholak. Baba loved playing dholak, he played very well, beautifully, his hands were very lovely. Anyway, then that time I heard his voice, loved his voice, loved the looks of Baba, everything about Baba. Very beautiful, yes.
Now, would you say, do you feel that Baba was demanding on you? There was many things that he expected from you, or how?
No. I don't know about Baba's, what Baba thought.
Hmm.
Because Baba's, how can you read the
avatar's
mind and all that? But he can read our mind. But Baba, then when we stayed with Baba, you know, not just to cook and just to help, you know, to bring the wood and clean the hearth and whatever, cut the garlic for her and whatever there was to do, we should clean the cooking pots and pans and the tea things and all that. The tea time was very nice in the morning. Baba was with the three mandali, just three of them, you know. And Baba didn't have many mandi that time. He had sent everybody. Because there are too many mandi around. It's not nice, you know. So then, what were they saying? Yeah, so tea time was a very special morning. Mm. The tea we made was very weak. Tea leaves?
Right.
Well, half a teaspoon and then mint and the lemongrass.
Right.
Pick it up and put it in the, and bring it down fire. Stands for a little while and then we strain. And Baba's mug, we call it Lota, is a mug, and the other, all others, we had the tea in them. Aluminum glasses, aluminum means, you know what aluminum is?
Sure.
But we were not like this, you know what I want to say, we were a bit stupid also. Why? Because we had no idea to put Baba's Lota on or something. We didn't have anything to put on, not a piece of blank of wood. So Baba's mug and the other. All the others are glasses all in a row on the same, on the floor. And we strain tea through the sieve for Baba first, and everybody, whoever they were, we all, four or five women. My mother was with us. Anyway, so all the tea, and then we all held the glasses with dusters and brought them out on the veranda. This was inside, we made the tea, then we brought it out on the veranda, and so on. We took the glasses and we... I put it on Naja, one of us, that I don't remember, but Baba was served his tea. Many times I put, yes, and then Naja sometimes. We put the mug full of weak tea with no milk in it, just like hot water, so weak.
Yeah.
And, so it was so hot, the mug, because the steaming tea is in there, the aluminum thing gets very hot. It's not like China, you know.
Right.
So Baba couldn't drink, so Baba was waiting for it to get cold, and yet he wanted to have his tea, and he was feeling it has got good temperature, right temperature or not, and so on. So my mother got the idea, says, Baba wants to have his tea, and it's very hot, he can't touch it, you know, so we bring a pail, half a pail full of cold water, and hold his mug in the water to cool the tea a bit, you know. Oh, that was a grand idea, so we all, I sometimes in the Naja used to bring this pail full of little bit of water, and then we held and Baba's mug in the water, cold water, turn it around, that should quickly get cold, and not cold, just the right temperature, just right temperature, we quickly put in front of Baba, and then Baba would drink the tea, just went on every day. That's how. Then, this was tea time, it's very nice, because sun was just rising, Baba left early, before sunrise, Baba had his tea, and then sun was rising, and Baba was still in the seat, talking. There's plenty of time, and Baba was in a nice mood, and would talk. But we were not allowed to read or write, so we could not take down what Baba said. Real pity. Baba always had lovely, nice things to say, you know. Sometimes a spiritual story. The way he would tell the story was, you could see in front of you like a like a movie, like a picture, you know, so colorful and beautiful. The way he described and told the story so beautiful. His way of talking was very beautiful. His way of singing was very beautiful. And himself was beautiful in every way. His love for everyone, very beautiful. Very good, yes.
You named like Naja, she had her role in the kitchen, different women, and all the men, each one had their own role.
Later on, more men, there were three mandali, and Baba on the veranda, four and we five women inside, because my mother wanted to leave her home and everything to come stay with Baba. She told Baba, when Baba is to come to Pune, from Bombay to Pune, and those days Baba was not staying in Mehrabad permanently. He'd come and go, always traveling. So when he came to from Bombay to Pune for 2 or 3 days to some Baba lover's place, you know, Mohammedan, you know, Ramju, his sister's place, Aminabai. And so two, 3 days we stayed in the, so the few that were there, you know, the Baba lovers in Pune.
Yeah.
More of them Hindus, very few Zoroastrians and so on, and very few Mohammedans, they were there. And so they all just sit around Baba, they, who knew to sing, they would sing, or they would bring a Kavali to sing, Kavali person, and he's called Kaval.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Baba spent 2 days or three. But Vishnu Master, you know, he came on his cycle to let my mother know. Now, I don't know if Baba told him to do so, or he on his own, that I don't know. But he came to our house is rather far away, because outside the city is a very beautiful, site?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had, what do you call this, fields? And our compound had many times more trees than these trees. It was very beautiful when we were walking on the road, coming from school, when we faced our gate. Cool air, like Mamleshwar, yeah, very beautiful, beautiful, shady. The long driveway had lovely shady trees, both sides, very beautiful. There was two Europeans that stayed in that big bungalow when my mother bought that house. Very big bungalow. It was 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and everything, very, very big and everything. So old time people could afford to have many stones, so they had that kind of house. But now it was, so we were staying in the house, half the house shut, we stayed half. First we stayed with our grandmama and grandpa and aunt, and as I told you, my uncle wanted us to stay with the family. We stayed in the very beginning, as soon as my father, we lost my father, that time we stayed with our people for 5 years, and then this house was on sale, so my mother quickly bought it. She said, why not? Anyway, it's a long story.
Yeah.
So, she had another house built in the compound. So, big house, and the compound was so big, so another nice house with a top story, you know.
Mm.
So, she said, we live on top, and so we can have good tenants. She would see that they're family and nice people, and then they would be downstairs, and we would be upstairs. So when we stayed in that place for not even 2 years, and we met Baba, so that place turned out to be very lucky. Or maybe the White House was lucky, I don't know. Because we had him for not even 3 years, and then we came to Baba.
Yeah.
Then Baba sent for this White House to Mehrabad, and was in Mehrabad for quite some time. And then I hear now lately that Gulmai, means Adi's mother, Baba told her to do, what you call it, puja. Now puja means worship.
Yeah.
Just a Hindu, I don't know, a Hindu, what would you call it?
Ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puja. One or two flowers and kunku haldi. That you don't know what kunku haldi is. Then distribute sweets.
Mara, I wonder if you would mind sharing with us when Baba first intimated or told you of the special role that you would have to play with him during
this part? No, not when you speak. It was very strict when you speak. He never spoke to me.
Really?
Yeah. He would tell Nadia what he has told me.
He wouldn't speak to you directly?
No.
Oh.
No. It was very funny. But he did once to ask me which school, when we first came to Baba, a small talk, you know, which school we attended. So, in Pune, so I told him, Convent of Jesus and Mary, we were first, the borders. In those days, there were many European girls, you know. In Pune was a military station, there were many Europeans staying there, and as well as, what do you call them, military people, officers, children, so on. There were many, all borders, all white children. So they didn't want to have non-Catholics in boarding. My parents were determined that we should be boarders.
Yeah.
But why in this school? I don't know. But anyway, in this school, and it's a long story. So, what do you say? My father talked to the mother superior and all this and that. And so they showed it in disinclination, all right, and they agreed and all that, but they would take double fee. So they took double fee, first class. First class means food, first class. But they never gave us food first. Our food came from outside. It was such poor food. And those days, that was not expensive. They could give us good, but it was not good. So never mind. So then what happened was this. We boarders for 2 years maybe. I was 6 and 7 years old. By the time I was 8 years, I lost my father when I was 8. That's all. It ends then.
That was the only time he asked you directly.
Yes. Yeah, when we were on the post office veranda, yeah, we were seated, yeah, after eating, I think, they, yeah, seated there. Baba was there, Mandi was there. Baba was talking to Mandi. So why go in the room, you stay, mm, there to hear Baba's, what he was saying. Yeah. Sit down, my sister, my mother being with us, we girls can be out there. So Baba was talking, then he turned around to us, and then he asked my mother some things. And then he asked me about the school, so I said, Convent Jesus and Mary, Baba said, will you go to school? I said, yes, Baba, very nice, discipline and all that. And then Baba said, didn't they try to convert you to be Christian? I said, no, Baba, not at all. We only had to stand up to give respect to the prayers they said in class. And then that's all. We want to go to church ourselves. We, on our own, like to go. We went once or twice, but not Christ, not to become Christian. But then I remembered, why I'm saying this, for this one reason I want to tell you the story. I remembered all of a sudden to ask Baba, to tell Baba that in Christianity, in the school, we were told that Jesus was born of the Immaculate Conception.
Yes.
And that is that true? You know, Baba said no. Baba said, Jude,